And at this point, the pop is trying to get out the trash can. And I'm scared. I'm like, oh, snap. And it jumped. And then I jumped and I fell on the ground. And then my instincts kicked in. I just said, man, forget it. Clock, man, just.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Hey Now Bound Podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Shane.
I'm Steven.
I'm Mike.
We got a first for you guys today. This is the first show that we have a guest named Mike.
First one, y'all.
So, Mike, welcome to the Hey Now Bound Podcast. And the awesome thing is Mike is going to bring us some Southern culture from Birmingham, Alabama. So he's a resident of Inslee. He's going to tell us more about that, but we're going to get to the storytelling now. So, Mike, take it away with our first story.
One morning... Hey, my hands all shaking. So one morning, I get up around like 10, maybe 11. I think it was like 10. Get up, brush my teeth, put clothes on to go pay out my bills, right? So I paid out my bills. This was when I was working at Big Lots. You remember I used to work at Big Lots? You remember that? Mm-hmm. So working at Big Lots, paid my bills, tried to take a nap. I tried to take a nap.
Bro. You was tired.
I was tired.
Takes a lot out of you.
It do take a lot out of me. So I set my clothes on the bed. I'm lying. Get like an hour nap. I could be at work around like 2:30. Somewhere around that. Tried to lay down. Lay my head down. Close my eyes. And all I'm hearing just people just fussing and fighting and screaming. Just screaming. I'm like, what is that noise? So I go outside in the front yard, no shirt on, just me with
all of my
shorts on, socks, just it. I'm like, what are you doing? I just yelling. And I'm just like, so I went outside. This dude was big. Like, he was like this, muscular and top. And she's arguing with him. They going back and forth. I'm just like, oh my God. If she hit him, if he hit her, it's gonna be bad. I'm looking at my name, I'm like,
this is a domestic violence charge right here.
I'm like, you gonna say something? He's looking at me like, I ain't gonna say nothing. You gonna say something? I was like, oh no.
He like Debo on Friday?
He was bigger than him. So
bigger than
so
Debo.
So I went to my other neighbor across the street, was an old dude with a cane and everything. Shout outs to him that he passed away though, but shout out to him though. He caught the police though. And he was
the,
like,
the wise man.
Yes, he was like, don't y'all out there be yelling and screaming and stuff like that. And then they send the arguing back and forth, and then she's all his dirty laundry, all of it.
See, oh, he was like, I said something else.
Yeah. She said that, and he looked at her like this, and mama over there looking shocked.
Who's mama?
Her mama shocked because she got the kids sitting there watching and looking. I'm just like,
oh, everybody shocked.
Everybody's outside was just shocked.
How many folks are standing around?
Man, it was about like, it was me, him. His kids, my neighbors across the street from me. You seen that blue house? So it was like four people living in that house at the time. And it was in the
little, 8 or 10 folks. More than that.
Because the whole block was just. We were just looking.
What's going on?
I think she just said, and he just dicked
her. He
decked her, and I was just like, my mouth just went like.
Did he uppercut or
no? He just straight. And she took it like a champ. She took it like a champ too, though. She did.
She stuttered at all?
Nah, she took it and she looked at it. I was like,
you going to jail?
You're going to jail. I'm going to be crying though. I'm sitting there looking at myself. We looking at each other just like this because our houses is close together. He been to my house. Our house is close together, and we were just like the older guy. He calling 911. They out there tussling and screaming and just punching each other.
Mike's just trying to take a nap.
I was trying to take a nap, but I'm just dumbfounded. I was like, this dude really been on her. Birmingham gets done, thank God. Birmingham was sitting down the street, so they got the call. He got there quick. And he couldn't believe it. He got the car. He was like, why is he on her like that? I said, man, do your job. Do your job. shoot that man or something.
Don't ask me no questions.
Shoot him though, but man.
That's good.
You wanted to tase him.
Tase, that's what I'm going to say. Tase him.
What did he say?
Nothing. He got on top of them, trying to get them two together, get them off each other and stuff like that. He called for backup. And he was like, yeah, I don't know. I was like, man, I ain't finna help nothing.
You see how big that man is?
I ain't finna help nothing. That man stronger than me. So he get them off of them. Other units show up. They get them everything calm. He goes to jail. 20 minutes later go by. I go back in the house. I don't sleep. I'm trying to get some sleep for real this time. She gets a brick. Because the car still though. Because the car still though.
Revenge.
She gets a brick and start hitting all his windshields out.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just like, that's revenge.
Where did you say she got the block? It was a cinder block.
It was a cinder block.
Where did she get that block
from? At a disclosed location.
I got you.
It's a disclosed location.
I got you.
Undisclosed.
Yeah, disclosed location. She just...
Did you hand it to her?
No, I didn't hand it. I was in the house late. I just get up. I'm just here. Windows just smashing. I was like, she really.
Did she bust all the windows out?
Yeah.
She was mad.
Yeah, she was mad. She was real mad.
Well, she might have been hurting too, you know? I mean,
she wasn't hurting. She was mad. That's just how mad she was. She was crazy though.
She's still living over there?
Nope. She gone. I'm happy. I was so happy that she gone. But that girl was, she was something else. But yeah, after that, man, everything died down. I'm late for work still. I didn't care at this point. I'm like, man, if I get there, I just get there because I'm finna sleep. So I get there at 4.
You're supposed to be there at 2:30.
Yeah, it was either 2 o'clock, 2:30, 1 o'clock. I get there at 4. I was like, man,
come in
y'all
a little bit. Big Lots awake for
Big
me.
Lots, so
but yeah, this is what happened.
So when, what year did you come eat Thanksgiving with us?
It's 2018.
2018, I think. Was it 2018? Uh-huh. 2018.
Steve said that you learned... You had to brag a little bit about coming and eating at our house.
Why'd you say that?
Why did you?
Why did I say that? Why'd you say that? I mean, it was good though. Now you can put me on the spot. Edit this out. Please edit this out.
No, no, this is good.
It's not good because somebody's gonna be watching. Be like, so he really did like that cooking more than
that. Oh,
so yeah. But y'all can cook though. But y'all can cook though.
Not better than what you normally cook. But what did you tell us? You said,
man, y'all,
y'all actually use. Y'all, what did you say, Mike?
Y'all actually use salt,
seasoning.
Seasoning. But y'all can cook, though. For real, y'all really can.
Of
that
course.
Day I had eight.
You think I got this girlish figure from not being around some good cooks?
I remember that day. It was on the first day I went to church with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started seeing our family and the cooking and stuff like that. That was good. I have some good food though.
Yeah,
we
did
pretty
is.
Good around here.
That was good.
You like
it's
eating?
Huh?
You like eating?
Yeah, you know I like it.
Big Mike approved.
You know how many places
that's
I
what we're to get. We should get a sticker. It's like Mike.
Big Mike approved.
Those up.
The other day you come up and visited Steven. You brought him a little something extra.
No, it wasn't nothing extra.
Mike did. What happened
was we went to the store and we came back, dogs barking up under my car. I was like, what are they barking at? Steve gets out the truck. He was like, I don't know what they're barking
at. There's something under the car or under your car. I said, I'm going to run into the house real quick. I walked in the house. I come back out. And Jason Kinlow saying, there's a snake.
But in their defense, I asked them, just go around there and just see what's up under there.
I know, you know, you asked
Mike
the kids.
Mike sent the 4-year-old.
So I was just like, that's a snake for real. And the snake comes out. I was honest to God, I wanted to shoot it.
Mike wanted to go get his pistol.
I wanted to shoot it. And I thought I was like, I ain't going to do that.
Ain't gonna
kill
what
kind of snake was it?
I don't know. It was black something.
Black snake, king snake.
Yeah, king snake.
That's what
snake.
Everybody keeps saying, though. King snake, though. But
they coiled up in the hotel. Got the
out to me, all
said,
snakes
that's
are poisonous.
A real snake.
Not poisonous, venomous. Venomous, okay? I'm saying the word right.
Correctly.
Mm-hmm. Correctly.
Yeah.
Are you in trouble? Well, we hope you're not. But just in case you are, we know a good lawyer. Whitney Island here in Hayden, Alabama has law services. Or maybe if you're not from Hayden, I'm sure she'd be happy to hear from you. So check her out at islandlaw.com. We appreciate Whitney and her sponsoring the show.
I don't know if y'all, Mike is, where'd you grow up from, Mike? Where'd you grow up?
Like originally?
So, but yeah, give us a little give us a little story, your background.
My background, well, born and raised right here in Birmingham. Born at Brookwood. I think that's what that paper said, though, Brookwood. Lived in midfield.
Thank God the birth stick.
Lived in midfield. Moved from midfield to Pleasant Grove. Went to Pleasant Grove from 9th grade to the 12th grade. Can't remember what grade I was when I first started at the middle school, though. But, yeah.
So you live in Ensley now?
I live in Ensley now,
yeah. Home of the Broncos.
Played sports a little bit in high school.
I'm not finna.
You went in.
Got a cousin play for the Cowboys. Don't
well,
you?
I don't know. That's what they told me, y'all. But I don't. I never talked to the dude before.
Give me another story, Mike. You told me. You tried to tell me at work the other day when we were prepping. You tried to tell me 12 stories.
All at once.
All at one time, and I had to keep saying no. Tell me on the show. Tell me on the show. So, give me another one.
Okay, then. Well. I told you about the possum in my trash can, right?
Oh, no.
No, you started to.
I started to, but you was like, say for the podcast. Man, I was cutting my grass. It was like in the middle of the day, just cutting. And I hear something in my trash can. My neighbor.
In the middle of the day.
Middle of the day, my neighbor was telling me, like, Mike, something in your trash can. I was like, okay. I'll go back though when I get back though. Like, okay.
It'll still be there when still I get back there.
And I'm like, get back there. I was like, let me go back there and see, because otherwise she never would have came over here.
Is the trash can in the backyard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got three of them, though. One.
All right.
One big one, one little one, and then the one that the city gave me, though. So I get back there, and I go, oh, snap, that's a really big possum in there. Teeth showing and everything, licking his teeth. And I'm like, that thing.
That thing got rabies.
So I go in the house. Get my little handgun. I was like, I'm looking at my handgun. I was just like, don't this thing need batteries? As I'm walking out the door,
your
like,
handgun needs batteries.
I was thinking.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Because I haven't shot it in a long time though.
What is this, an airsoft gun?
No, it's a 9mm. I didn't need batteries. I was like, don't this thing need batteries? I was walking outside, and at this point, the popper tried to get out the trash can, and I'm scared. I'm like, oh, snap. And it jumped, and then I jumped, and I fell on the ground. And then my instincts kicked in. I just said, man, forget it. Clock man just started shooting trash can. So
it didn't need no batteries, did it?
It didn't need no batteries then. So Birmingham shows up to the yard. To my yard. I didn't know it was me out here shooting. I didn't know that. So somebody told on me. So I said, golly. They knock on my door. I was like, hey, sir. They said you was out here shooting. Was that you shooting? I was like, yeah, it was me. It was me. I was shooting. And they was like, well, can you show us what you shot at? Or show us what you maybe killed? I was like, yeah, okay. Showing the possum.
You did kill the possum?
Yeah, I did kill the possum. Hey, I emptied out the whole thing. So they said to look. I was like, dang. How many shots it took you to kill it? I was like, man, this is good.
As many as I had
in there. But they saw it and, you know, just went on by their day and everything. And it just went back to normal.
But where was the possum at? You threw it back in the trash can.
No, it was still in there.
You shot it in the trash can.
Yeah. I was just...
I was just dumping out everything.
So, yeah. It was funny, though. I was like... It would have been that skiing day in my life. Because I did fail, though.
If you're in the market for a new house, I want to tell you about our latest sponsor, Vantage Plus. So they're general contractors. They specialize in new home construction. But also, they do some dirt moving work. So clearing land, making roads. Y'all check them out. We'll make sure that we link the website and the phone number in the show notes.
Mike, that was a good one, buddy. I love that. What you got next?
Man, the turtle story when I was working at Church of Chicken. It was a snapping turtle. My friends.
A snapping turtle.
A snapping turtle.
Yeah. Man, when I was working at Church of Chicken, that was this dude. He was a good friend of mine. Funny. Loved to drink on the job. He was just an all-around good guy. What? Why y'all laughing? It's the truth, though. That part, that's the truth.
All right, well, bring it.
So it was during the summer. I was off work. And I don't know. I just went up to just the pit. It was either get some food. I was doing something. And I just passed by his house because his house is down the street from Church of Chicken. And I just saw him. I said, if he's still outside, I just go back over there and see what he's doing. So I do what I was doing. I got finished doing what I was doing. Turn around. He's still outside. So I go up there and see him. This was when I was still skinny, had a six pack and all that. You know, running, I was still in shape and all that. So.
When you were still skinny and you had a six pack, not your neighbor, not your buddy.
No, it was the guy who lived at, who I worked with, Church of Chicken, though.
Who had the six pack?
Me. When I say six pack, I meant like my stomach, though. I was, I was in shape.
You athletic. Had to I was convenience athletic. Store and then go back. Okay, all right,
so I was athletic then, though. And, you know, I just seen him and I said, what's up, y'all? He was like, what's up, Mike? How you been doing? I'm like, man, I'm just chilling today. Y'all. Run up the one on his front porch, jumped over the, I just jumped on his porch. And we were just sitting there talking and talking. I jump off the porch and then my leg kicked something. And I was just like, the world? It was a really, really big snapping turtle that I had never seen before. Really, really big. It was bigger than this table right here.
Bigger than this table?
Yeah.
My, come on.
I swear to God. He told me it was a snapping turtle. What type of turtle it was. They told me it was a snapping turtle.
But the shell was as big as
that. Yeah. It was his pet.
No, it was dead. They brought it from the river.
To their
house.
Okay.
To the house.
What were their plans with the snapping turtle?
They wanted to cook it. Wanted to make turtle soup or something. I said, y'all crazy.
You didn't say to eat none.
No, because the thing was still alive. And they told me it was dead.
It tried to bite you?
A little bit. When I looked down, I was like, oh, snap.
No pun intended.
I was just like, I'm saying to myself, how y'all get this thing up here? And he was just like, well, we got it from the river, put it on our boat, and we put it on the truck, and we brought it here. I said, you missing a couple of steps because you told me that thing was dead. This is what they told me. It was like, it was dead. My it's dead. I like, that thing's still moving.
Ain't dead. That's just reflexes.
No reflexes. That thing was alive when I saw it. I was like, that thing big. It was big. It was a big size turtle, though.
Mike, they say there's seven different types of meat in a snapping turtle.
Uh-huh.
That's what they said. You got, you know, steaks in its neck, fish meat.
Mm-hmm.
You got chicken on its thighs.
So, but can you make it into a soup, though? Can you cook it into?
Lord, I don't know.
I've heard of turtle soup. That's what they told me. I'm just like,
I don't want to eat
it. I've always heard people talk about turtle soup, but I ain't ever eating none.
I thought soft shell turtle was good.
Dad has cooked soft shell before, but.
My dad, they caught a soft shell turtle one time, trot lining like you're talking about. And my granddad cooked it, fried it up. And told my mom it was fried chicken. And she was eating it. And like really enjoying it. Had two or three pieces. And about the third piece, she went back to get some. She just kept saying, boy, this chicken's good. This is the best chicken I ever had. And my dad is just sitting there grinning ear to ear. Not saying a word. About the third piece she got, I guess my granddaddy, Papa couldn't stand it no more. I guess his conscience got to him. And he said, Patty, that ain't chicken. Daddy said she just immediately dropped it right on the plate. She said, what is it? And Daddy just busted laughing. It's a turtle. Wheeled around, right out the door and released every bit of it that she just ate.
Oh, man.
She was so mad. Nope, wasn't happening. Best chicken she ever had.
But it wasn't worth keeping.
I had alligator one time. It tastes like chicken, though.
You had turtle?
No, alligator. Yeah, it tastes like chicken, though.
It's pretty good.
I had it at Papa Do's.
Papa Do's is a good place to eat.
I never ate there. I ate it there one time when we was meeting some people to come work for us, and they brought some a big platter, and they had some alligator on it. Yeah, business meeting. And they had some alligator meat on it. I'm like, this thing tastes like real chicken.
Yeah, it's so pretty good.
It is.
All right, Mike, we've talked about some stories from your neighborhood, but you had a question before we started the show, and we said we got to save it to the show about our neighborhood. So what was that question you had?
Cows. When they go to sleep, you say something to them or you push them, they really tip over though?
Cow tipping.
That's what y'all call it, cow tipping.
That's the game, cow tipping.
So that's real.
I don't know. I've never done it.
You never done it before?
I think it's a myth.
It's a myth.
So growing up, it's a kid's game. There's two games, cow tipping and snipe hunting.
Snipe hunting.
And what is snipe hunting?
Well, we'll get to it. So what you do is you get a bunch of kids that don't have any clue what either one of those things are, and you build it up. This is a fun game.
This has been a good thing to do for you.
We're fixing to have a ball. This is something, you know, and it's dark. You can't see anything. And you go to a cow pasture. Again, it's dark. You can't see anything. You know, the cows are just standing out there. Yeah. So what you say is that the cows are asleep.
You got to slip up on them. Quiet.
And then push them. And if you just push them, they'll fall over.
Oh, so that's
cow
real.
Tipping.
Okay.
That's what you do. But the cows are not asleep.
Oh, they don't sleep?
They don't sleep very much a day.
They're going to know you slipping up on them.
They're going to know.
I thought they said, okay, so.
And what you're going to do is you're going to cause a bunch of cows to start running everywhere.
Scared
running after
there.
You.
Yeah.
So that's what, okay. Then.
That's cow tipping. So snipe hunting.
So we would take you, drop you off in the middle of a pasture.
Leave.
And let you. Or just watch you.
Go cow tipping.
Snipe hunting is something similar. You take kids and you give them a paper sack or a plastic bag nowadays.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, you got to go up here and you got to sit next to this fence row. Or a lot of people used to do it in cornrows. Go sit in the middle of the cornrows.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the other end of the cornrows and we'll push them to you. We'll run, and when he runs by, you just close him in the sack.
A cow.
A snipe's a little bird.
Okay.
Well, I guess I've never caught one.
So then you send the kid out there in the middle of the corn patch, and he sits there until
we come back.
Yeah.
So it's just like knocking on people's doors and then just running.
That's right.
And then you don't go get him.
And then you just let him sit out there in the cornfield and don't go back.
See how long they sit out there.
Yeah. That's funny, right? That's pretty good, though. I'm gonna try that on somebody, though.
There you go.
Buying or selling a home should be an exciting and enjoyable time. One thing can position you for the best outcome, and that is experience. The team at White Real Estate has many years of experience in helping their clients maximize their sales and secure the properties and homes of their dreams. Give Darren and Rhiannon White, Caden White, or Ryan Love a call today and begin your journey on a pleasurable buying or selling experience.
Mike said Whitney's going to be needed in Birmingham before too long.
Oh, yeah. Everybody getting arrested. Everybody.
For what?
For standing in the crowd watching street races.
Hey, that's not a secret.
All over the news.
I used to have a sport bike, and we'd go down there every Saturday night and race.
In Birmingham?
Well, I didn't race. Mine wasn't fast enough to race. We'd go down there and watch him.
Man, he was locking everybody up.
You ever have a sport bike, Mike?
I want one.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Mike. Philip had one.
I used to want one.
Philip got a good story about street racing.
Tell us one.
That's probably the reason why he got rid of it.
He said, huh?
No, I got rid of it the day I almost killed myself on it.
You kicked off that car?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't think real good when you're younger. And that's a problem. So really dangerous bike and young. That's bad. Well, we're going down 160. This road that runs through here, I wasn't going fast. I was just going down 160. And I saw a buddy of mine that I've been trying to get in touch with. And I couldn't get in touch with him. And I saw him. And he was on the opposite. But it was I was going too fast to just whip into the parking lot that he was in.
Yeah.
But there was a road that kind of went to a 45-degree angle to the right. And I said, I think I'm not going too fast to just lean into that road. But what I didn't see at the bottom of that road where it met 160 was gravel.
Mm.
Just a bunch of gravel right there. So when I saw the gravel, and there was a truck, about 1978 Ford truck, real metal truck, sitting there at the stop sign. And when I went into it, those wheels hit that gravel. and you only got two of them. And first thing that bike wanted to do was this. And so, and I'm already going that way anyway. So I just leaned, and before the bike let loose and started sliding, I kicked his side door, his truck, as hard as I could with my foot.
So it slid.
Oh, I was sliding. I was sliding to go up under his truck at about 45 miles an hour. And I kicked the side door of that truck as hard as I could. And it righted the bike to catch just enough. And my mirror on my left-hand handlebar was going down like this far from the side of his truck. And when I made it to the end of it, I was able to lean and get the bike back straight again. But then I got another problem because I know I've kicked a big dent in the side of this man, no doubt. I mean, I kicked it as hard as I could kick it because that's the only thing that's going to keep me out from under that truck and out of the hospital. I mean, no doubt I was going to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And when I turned around and looked back, the guy was hanging out the window going, "Way to keep it up, man! Way to keep it up!"
He wasn't even mad.
He pulled on off. And just, I never saw the guy again.
Stay in there.
That's awesome.
So my heart was just, you know, beating out of my chest. So I went up there and I stopped in the next driveway and I just sat there.
What just took place?
Why did I turn? I mean, I was going on a perfectly straight paved road and turned off of it to do that. So I turned around and the guy I was wanting to see was still sitting, just kind of just standing
there.
He watched the whole thing.
Who was it?
Bradley. And I pulled over there, and he just looked at me, and he said, "That was one of the dumbest things that I've ever seen. Why did you do that?" You know, and I said, "I don't really have an explanation. Just stupid."
I almost won a car one time, though.
When was this?
Was it McLaren?
No, it was a Ford GT. It was
at
a
GT500.
Yeah, GT500. Yeah, I was at a car event that they do it. I think it's every year or once every 2 years. So picture this. It's a game show. They had my name on a little board right there. They were showing what I was doing and stuff like that. And they said, "If you win, what car are you going to get?" I said, "I want that car right there." And I'm just sitting there. I'm pressing the buttons. And I'm finding all the keys, though. You got to find, I think either five or three, but I was finding the keys. And I had to find one more. And my best friend was like, "Hey, Mike, That's it right there. And I had other people telling me, that's it right there. I'm just like, do I lean what he's saying or do I lean
what
the crowd?
How many choices were left at this time? How many choices were left when you were trying to find the last one?
It was
50-50.
So I'm like, do I go with the crowd or do I go with him? Because he ain't going to tell me nothing wrong, though, because I trust this guy. He told me to go to the, choose the one to the right. I should have went left.
Oh man,
I was so mad with that. I was like, "This."
Oh.
I just had my head down. He was like, "Man, you still mad?" I said, "Yeah, man.
I'm still mad. Why did he say go right?
Because he thought. I mean, he was thinking what I was thinking. I'm like, all the keys that I was picking was to the right, but the last key was to the left.
Man,
mental game.
And I'm just sitting there like, ride home. I'm just like, I'm mad. Had my head down. They gave me a hat too. I'm just like
a parting gift.
I was just like, cause they said, "Ain't nobody that many years been so close to winning that car until I did." And I'm just like,
"You were the closest."
I was the closest. And I was just like, "That don't mean
you
nothing."
You was 50-50.
That don't mean nothing. And he was just like, "Man, you mad at me?" I was like, "What do you think? What do you think?" Yeah, of course I'm mad. I was just mad. I didn't talk to him for like 2 or 3 days after that. Because I could have got the car. Because they had told me if I would have won the car, and I had like, there was like money or whatever that go towards the car. And that car was the cheap. It ain't cheap, but it was the cheapest. Still they had money left over though. And I'm just like,
man.
And then he wins the car.
What?
That's the same guy. He wins the car.
No.
What did he is the same guy that won the
car?
Yeah,
won the car. I was like,
so how did he win the car? You obviously
it was online. He said he bought a lot of stuff. I was like, I ain't buying nothing from nobody, but he bought a lot of stuff, and then that's how he won. Though.
He entered into entered, some giveaway. Yeah. So you didn't get a chance to get him back. You could have got him back if it was.
I ain't spending my money though. That's the thing, though. I ain't spending nothing.
Keeping his money in his pocket.
Exactly.
You think he let you drive it because he felt so bad about letting you win the car?
I driven it one time, Steven. I driven it, Steven.
Oh.
That one time.
I forgot.
He's supposed to let me know when he come up, but he didn't.
I don't think when he sees this, I don't think he'll ever let me drive him there.
Well, he owed you one drive at least.
I mean, I driven it one time, but it was just like, you know, I still go back to that one.
Technically, like, half that car is yours.
Nah, he did that all on his own. All on his own. Cause he didn't even tell me until like, he told me about the website, but I wasn't paying no attention to it. I said, I'm not going to spend my money on something that I know I might not win.
Though. Yeah.
That's why. He did. He spent like a lot of money though. He said, one way or another, I'm getting this car. Exact words. One way or another, I'm getting this car. And I was just like, okay.
Manifested. If you were to give one or two recommendations on where you have got to go eat and what you have to go eat
in Birmingham area.
Well, obviously it got to be Green Acres.
Green Acres, I thought one of them had to be the top of the list.
One of them, you just got to go try it out.
Okay. Then, well, all right. Wait. For what? What is Green Acres?
What are you going to eat?
I eat some chicken wings.
All right.
Just some wings.
What flavor?
Just regular wings.
Mike don't eat hot sauce.
Barbecue.
I don't eat hot sauce.
I tried to get him to eat hot sauce, and he don't eat hot sauce.
It just burns my tongue. Though. I just can't.
Yeah, don't make no sense, does it?
I mean, when I was younger, I did, though, but I don't eat it now, though.
Do you eat ranch with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ranch and honey barbecue.
Hey, Steve told me the other day that you told him, and Steve didn't know this, or you were telling him that to eat ranch on his barbecue, and Steve said, we already do that. And you were very surprised that we eat ranch on our barbecue.
It's good. Yeah. I was surprised. I
didn't take him to Top Hat.
No, that's the only place I eat ranch on my barbecue.
They closed at 3 today, or we go to Top Hat.
Take you to Top Hat.
Top Hat.
We had it today.
Now, let's get back to you. I like that. So that was one recommendation. Give us another. So if somebody's coming to Birmingham, they're coming through, going to the beach or whatever, you said Green Acres. What's another place?
Riverside is good. I had them like twice so far. It's good.
Where is it at?
Midfield. Yeah.
Small place, big place?
It's small place. They sell chicken and fish. But I always get their chicken tenders though. It's good though. It's
good.
Yeah.
I'll try it out. What about now? I used to do a lot of work in Birmingham, and people would say, hey, I'm going over here to so and so's house. I'm like, what do you mean you're going over to so and so? Like, people would be cooking in their house and they'd be making plates.
Oh,
and
they're selling them.
Yeah, selling the plates out of their house.
Some people do that though.
Like oxtails and like
nachos.
Yeah.
Because there's a lady up the street from me. She does that. She makes some really good nachos, though.
And you can just go to her house.
You can go to her house and buy a plate.
One of my friends did that, though.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
We could drive up there right now, and if she was cooking, we'd just knock on the door.
Not. I got to call first.
You got to know.
You just can't go up there and just call first.
Ain't a sign out. You just got to know.
Yeah. You just say, Miss Linda, I want some nachos. Yeah. You just go.
Because there's a lady up the street from my part-time job. She cooks really good nachos. And then there's another house that stays, well, my job is, stay right up the hill. And he makes really good pork chops. I had some of his pork chops. Pork chops and pork chop chicken and some fries. It was good.
How did you know he was cooking that day?
Somebody had told me.
Word
gets around.
Yeah,
it's good though.
Before we sign off, I want to say one thing that would help us out a lot. I don't think we ask for a lot of things, but if you enjoy the show, and I can't tell you what it means whether you're on YouTube or Facebook, man, if you would hit the like button real quick or share this with somebody, man, that means a lot to us.
Subscribe.
And also, it just kind of lets us know that you enjoy the content.
Yeah. Make sure we're going down the right path.
Make sure we're headed to the right path and we're giving you a little bit of joy each week. So if you could hit that, I know that's kind of cheesy, but it does mean a lot to us to let us know. But Mike, you've been incredible guest. I have laughed.
I was nervous, y'all. I just want y'all, and I was nervous and I was sweating.
We'll probably have to have Mike on and let him get
after a
second appearance so he can get kind of.
He did better on his first appearance than you did.
Mm-hmm. So I don't agree with that.
Yeah. Well, you saying he did bad?
No, I'm just saying I don't think I've heard that I did.
From who?
From
your wife.
Well, my wife. Oh,
absolutely. She loves.
I love you, Miss Vanna. I just want you. I love you, Miss Vanna. I love you, Miss Vanna.
Sure.
I just want you to know that. I love you.
But
and Hunter and Miss April. Shout out to all the Nero team. If y'all gonna watch this, a shout out to y'all. AutoZone. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Shout out to y'all. If you do watch this, Mr. E, what's up, man? These is my co-workers that I work with. Steven, Philip, and this is brother Shane. See, I remember that, Steve. I do remember stuff.
What about Tosh?
Tasha, if you watching.
Don't you forget about Tasha.
If you seen this, Tasha, what's up? Shout out to you. Who was it?
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Mr. Kitty Cat.
Dr. Strain. What's up, Dr. Strain? Who was I missing? The Nero team from the present and the past. What's up to y'all? Because I know some of y'all live out. I think some of y'all live out here.
Out here in the boonies.
Any zip codes, area codes?
I'm not giving out no zip codes. I'm not doing all that. Shout out to y'all, though. Birmingham, it ain't what y'all think it is on the news. It's just knuckleheads, is all I can say.
I'm a fine product.
That's true. He is a fine working human being.
Yeah. Productive.
Yes. Social.
We love Mike.
Yep. So, yeah. Thanks for coming on, Mike. I really enjoyed it.
I was nervous, y'all, for real. I'm still am nervous.
We'll have to have you back after you get
Southern Culture, Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to sign off here from Hayden, Alabama. My name is Philip.
I'm Shane.
I'm Steven.
I'm Mike. I'm finna be famous, y'all.
Mike finna be famous. We'll see you guys next time.